The candidates answered a number of questions, including ones on the budget. Here's a question from moderator Cliff Davidson. The excerpt is edited for time and clarity.
Representative Stutz, every time Alaska Department of Fish and Game Comfish budget is cut, we lose research and management programs that allow for harvest opportunity. The result is fewer jobs, less income, and fewer fish with which to pay taxes to the state. How would you balance the loss of funding to the fish and game comfish budget with the department's ability to manage our fishery resources?
In this state, you cannot dedicate tax dollars, but you most certainly can designate tax dollars. And I would set up a fund where dollars that are, I would like to see set up, that dollars that are created by the comfish industry go back into the comfish industry.
Thank you, Representative Stutz. Brent?
As we've developed our downtown and added the convention center and continue to add more hotel space, we'll be able to promote this and a wide variety of other conventions to come into town. This will boost our business and tax base and help put funds back into all of these programs that we need. If we think with an open mind and look in the odd corners of our town, we can build a solid budget to fund these projects.
Thank you. Mr. Fields.
We can't cut anymore. It's not a matter of balancing. It's a matter of stopping. We have to stop the cuts to fish and game. The conversation relative to dedicate or designate is a clever conversation, but it's not a realistic conversation. We designate funds from an aquaculture association because the fishermen pay those funds into account, and then they're retransferred by appropriation to the legislature. If we move down the road to designate funds from fishing to go to fishing, what's going to stop the oil company from designating all the oil revenues to go back to the oil companies?
Field's response to Stutz's designate rather than dedicate statement is a sample of the night's dynamic. Fields put more heat into the debate aspect of the event compared to recent political forums in Kodiak, which have remained relatively free of explicit criticism. He folded several comments about Stutz and her actions as representative into some of his responses. Here's part of his answer to a question about how the candidate would work with legislators from non-coastal communities on issues specific to coastal communities.
Louise is running as a Republican. But for the most part, she abandoned the Republican caucus in the last legislative session.
Excuse me. And I thought this was a forum on questions, not on individuals.
And as such, it's harder to build relationship with urban legislators.
Fields did not elaborate on his point regarding Stutz, and she did not present a counterargument. Fields went on to talk about what his approach would be like regarding urban-rural relationships.
If you're going to work with urban legislators, you need to come with good ideas, you need to come with innovation, and you need to come with education. We need to do a better job as rural legislators educating the urban legislators, particularly in terms of the impacts of their cuts on our communities.
For her answer, Stutz spoke for the power of communication between non-coastal and coastal representatives.
You're never going to get it always your way, and they're never going to always get it their way. And there are legislators from the Rail Belt that understand that. And that's what it's all about, is working together with your coworkers. So, and we have a very, very strong rural caucus, which helps as well.
Watkins also emphasized working together with other leaders in Alaska.
In talking to people around the state, we're able to share our concerns and find that most of it's on 80% of common ground, with the last 20% being specific to the different needs of the locales, be it the economics or the environmental factors. It's a matter of sitting down and talking with folks and building coalitions and building bridges.
The representative for Alaska's 32nd State House District will be chosen at the upcoming general election on November 8th. I'm Kayla DeRoche.